This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lin Chuang and Shaoning. Now, in about half an hour, we'll be discussing the government crackdown on the spread of misinformation around the coronavirus, speaking to lawyer Sharizan Johan and the National Union of Journalists for their perspectives. But in the meantime, let's take a look at the AirAsia Airbus scandal. Now, a week ago, Airbus and the UK's Serious Fraud Office entered into a deferred prosecution agreement. Airbus agreed to pay a $4 billion fine and costs to the SFO and implicated other parties in a bribery scandal. Now, these other parties implicated included executives of AirAsia and AirAsia X.
Now, in response to this, our Prime Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir commented yesterday that getting offsets in large business deals is normal as long as the money is not pocketed by individuals.
Now, obviously, this is interesting because it's not often. In fact, it almost never happens that the Prime Minister gets things wrong.
Yes. And what does an offset mean also?
Exactly. It's a very opaque remark, a very opaque concept. But, on the premise that the Prime Minister never makes, this Prime Minister never makes any mistakes in terms of interpreting issues, right? One has to ask oneself, why did the Prime Minister make this remark? It seems incongruous to the situation, especially since overnight the former CEO of Sri Lanka Airlines and his wife were also arrested on taking bribes from Airbus.
So for some thoughts on this, this morning we have on the line with us P. Gunasegaram, Editor-in-Chief of Focus Malaysia. Thank you for joining us, Guna, and welcome to the show. So why, in your opinion, is such was this statement by Tun Mahathir considered wrong?
All right. Basically, what you mean by an offset in this case and who gets the offset? I think you're talking about a private sector deal here, not a government deal. So in this case here, AirAsia was alleged to have got, AirAsia officials were alleged to have got US 50 million in bribes. So if you say there is not a bribe, that it is an offset, then you have to look at who this offset goes to. The offset did not come back to AirAsia or AirAsia X, but it went to a sports company, which is sponsored or which is owned by two AirAsia executives and shareholders, respectively, Tony Fernandez and Kamaruddin Maranun. So this is where the payment went, not to AirAsia itself. So AirAsia did not directly benefit from the offset. So that is probably what the issue is.
Guna, in your opinion, did the Prime Minister misinterpret the situation, or do you think there's something more to read into his statements?
Pretty difficult to say whether he misinterpreted it or not. No, but I think certainly he should have established the facts first before making such a statement, because it has a whole lot of implications on other things. So I think, for instance, when the government does a deal, for instance, say if they buy planes, for the military from the UK, and then they may have an offset agreement whereby they arrange for UK companies to come and invest in Malaysia, for instance. That's perfectly acceptable, in this case, unless... unless this kind of investment flowing in is attached with certain conditions whereby certain benefits might go to certain people. So the offset, this kind of offset agreements are inherently weak and liable to abuse. So it's better to have basically a cut in the price rather than to have this kind of offset agreements.
Yeah, but Guna, this kind of statement also does run counter to the whole Pakatan Harapan's pledge to fight corruption, which it made a priority after it won GE14, like you say, right? Because could it potentially lead to much more abuse than we know of? And also in terms of how contracts are negotiated?
I think when you have offset agreements, they may be subject to abuse. So but I wouldn't say that every offset agreement is corrupt. So if the offset agreement is carefully set up and things like that, it may not result in corruption, especially if the body which is negotiating the deal is the one which gets the full benefit of the offset. Then it is okay. In AirAsia's case, going by the documents, clearly is not going by the court documents. But in government deals, it is possible that offsets are okay. But when you have an offset, it is more easy to abuse that than giving a direct price cut to the deal that you're making. So offsets are, I think, inherently susceptible to abuse. So in that sense, they may promote corruption. And really, I think the government has no business trying to do offset deals. They should be trying to get the best deal for any contract that they get into.
So, Gunad, will this statement also curtail the efforts of what should be independent government agencies like the Securities Commission, the MACC, MAVCOM, who've all said that they're going to be investigating these allegations against AirAsia Group?
All right. I mean, we would hope that in the new Malaysia that all these three agencies will be independent of government, you know, at least in their investigations. But when the Prime Minister himself makes a statement like this, that sends a not so subtle message to these investigators, you know. So because they have a sense of where the Prime Minister's views lie as far as this is concerned, and that could affect independent investigations. After all, the processes in terms of appointment of all of these investigators still has not been revamped, you know? So they are actually, at the end of the day, effectively appointed either by the cabinet or the Prime Minister directly, you know, as in the case of MACC, for instance.
Thank you very much for weighing in on this with us this morning, Guna. That was P. Gunasekaram, Editor-in-Chief of Focus Malaysia. And I guess the point to take away from that is that while offsets are not inherently corrupt, they are very opaque. And is it, you know, considering that the Pakatan Harapan government has made a lot of promises about transparency and good corporate and good governance, do offsets and the continuation of the usage of tools like offsets, does this lend to that pledge to good governance?
Yeah, you see, that's what makes it so intriguing and so confusing, because the Prime Minister, Tun Mahathir, is the sharpest guy on the block, even at 94 years old. He does not misinterpret remarks. He does not make misstatements. He does not misunderstand situations. So why is he trying to, why is he saying this?
Yeah, and also, I mean, the whole point about this is that, you know, the government, okay, offsets, like what Guna says, does happen. But if you ask me, if it does happen, then there must always be full disclosure, right? It's not something that we should encourage at the very onset to begin with.
And his comments come right on the same day that Guaning has basically said that they've renegotiated the Pan-Borneo Highway and obtained a 3 billion ringgit discount basically on a cut in prices, basically by removing the entity, the agency in between, the PDP.
Because we need to be seen clean, right?
Precisely. I mean, mm-hmm.
Because this might start a dangerous precedent in many ways.
And so, but with this AirAsia X, you know, the allegations of bribery here, this isn't an offset either, is it?
No.
Because if it was an offset, that money that Airbus would have paid would have gone onto AirAsia's books, not to this mysteriously linked sports team.
So while the essence of the offset can be vague and ephemeral, actually is very clear. The recipients of the offset must be the entity involved. So in this case, AirAsia or AirAsia X.
The one
the
who
government.
Paid for the contract in the first place.
Exactly.
It has to be the same beneficiary, right?
Correct. If it goes to an entity which is not owned by the government or AirAsia or AirAsia X, then it's wrong lah.
Yeah.
So it's not that difficult to understand.
No, the other aspect of it also is that this statement about it's okay, you know, the government saying it seems to be okay to do offsets, that itself is also is kind of odd, right? Because what messaging does it send out? That the government does this constantly? Do we know all the what kind of offset agreements there are
out
there?
Does it tolerate new contracts going forward?
Yes.
I think all of these we'll have to wait and see, and hopefully we do receive some answers to this confusion surrounding whether or not offsets are acceptable. But right now we're about to head into the 7:30 news. Now we're also running a poll on the BFM Twitter account at BFM Radio, asking you what's the most effective way to deter fake news. Is it fines and imprisonment, community service, media literacy education, or others? Tell us what you think. Up next, an update around the coronavirus in China and Europe. Now that's happening after the 7:30 news bulletin. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.